Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast. It is good to be here today, and happy Wednesday, everyone, our favorite day of the week. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin. If you don't already know, what's up? What's up? So we just got back from a family trip to Tampa. It was a business trip, but also we were able to have a lot of fun while we were there. There are some things in the background that Darian and I are really trying to work on, which are exciting when it comes to things that we want to do and like dreams and goals. So this was kind of a big step for us, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Like, I don't want to keep you in the dark, but I also don't want to talk about things too early. So we'll just leave it at that. It was a really good trip. We were able to have a ton of fun as well while we were there. And honestly, it's just so nice to like get away for Darian's spring break and be able to like spend some time together and just enjoy a nice family trip and also enjoy the beach. It was so beautiful. We went to St. Pete's, we went to Clearwater, and it's just a breathtaking space. We had so much fun, and Busch Gardens was also having the Food and Wine Festival. So Darian and I were like, oh, you already know we got to go hit that up. So we did, and of course, ate a lot of good food. We were shocked how much we loved Tampa. We love that city so, so much. And honestly, like, we brought all of our podcast equipment because we wanted to record a podcast while we were there, but it didn't happen. That is like the third or fourth time where I've packed all of my equipment on a trip and then not have recorded. I'm like, why did I even drive? Why did I even bother? So we'll have to have Darian on like next week's podcast. We want to do another gym stories or even like advice column. Again, it's been a while since we've done one of those. So I think that'd be fun. And I can't believe Darian has a year left of school. Oh my goodness. We are counting down. This is wild. We are so excited. I just can't believe that we're here already. So feeling really good about that. In today's episode, it is slowly becoming spring. Well, I mean, honestly, not at all. Not at all. Not even one bit here in Michigan. It is not becoming spring even slightly. But what I will say is I feel like a lot of other places are warming up, right? At least the sun is shining today, but I have snow everywhere on the ground, at least a good, you know, 6-8 inches of snow around me. And where the snow plows push all the snow, there's like a mound of a good 4 feet. So, you know, I'm seeing mountains of snow right now, not quite yet thinking of spring, but this trip has kind of got me thinking. And I know that that season is coming up. So I really wanted to talk about a spring reset. And also recently, I even posted on Instagram about this, but I really feel like I've been stepping into adulthood and womanhood and motherhood and just really becoming confident in who I am as an individual and really learning how to pave my own way, how to just be a little bit more brave and daring in my life and feeling able and confident to chase whatever it is that I want. So today's episode, I'm very, very excited about. It's coming from the heart. I have so many notes that I've thought about. I've actually written some stuff down for today's episode because I wanted to make sure I stayed on track and said what is really in my heart. So I'm really excited about today's episode. But first, you guys already know, we have to do our fun and games segment of the week, which was our family trip to Tampa. That was the best. And then our word of the week is going to be trust. And the definition of this is firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. And I wanted to focus on this word because a lot of times things can be really scary in our life. A lot of times, I'll talk about this later on in the episode, but we'll think that maybe we'll be at a certain point in our life and we're not there yet. And we just have to trust the process, to trust ourselves. And I feel like the ultimate confidence comes from having that relationship and that trust within ourselves of we believe what we're saying we're going to do. We believe ourselves. We can have that positive self-talk. And I think that also is amazing to have in a partner and in friendships is having that trust. That's just really powerful in my opinion. And this week's review is from Kylie's Losing It. It says, love, 5 stars. Love this podcast. Britt and Darian are amazing. I feel like I've learned so much here. I have never done a workout without a podcast on, always music, but I'm so obsessed with Fun and Games. I played it during a workout recently and I'm hooked. I have listened during a few workouts now. I've even played some episodes a few times. Thanks to Darian and Britt. I'm so glad to find you guys. Love your YouTube as well. Big hugs. I love to hear that. I also, like, at times I will listen to podcasts while I work out because I'm normally a music person, but every once in a while I'm like, a podcast is just so refreshing. So I love it. And Darian, if he was here, he would say, comment where you listen to the podcast when you clean, driving to work. You know, he's so fun. Oh, I can't wait to have him on next week. Yay. Okay, but now let's hop into today's episode. So again, this podcast is about a springtime reset and three ways to level up. And I have so many thoughts that are going into each of these 3 points. I'm just feeling really excited to share them. The first one is going to be to spring clean your life. And I feel like whenever we think about like spring cleaning, it's, you know, pulling out everything from the garage, shuffling, cleaning the house, doing a deep clean of the area and space you're in. And I think that that's great. But I think also at this time, especially because it's a new season, I think this is a great time to check in with yourself and look at your habits and your daily routine and look at it and say, oh, is there anything I want to take away or add? What is serving me and what is not serving me? And let go of anything that is no longer serving you. I think for myself, it gets really hard as I get older because I'm like, no, like I've always done things this way, or no, I'm okay with things being like this, or I'm used to this, I'm comfortable with this. But I've realized that there are so many things that just are no longer serving me and I need to just let go of it, and that's okay. Through our life and through our seasons, there is change. And change is not always a bad thing. I used to always think it was a bad thing. People be like, oh, you changed. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Actually, I have. I'm not 13-year-old spicy Britney who's trying to do stuff to get into trouble anymore. I'm a grown woman and I like to like evolve and change and do things that are actually serving me and benefiting me and whatever that is. But I remember I used to get so hurt when people would be like, oh, you know, you've changed. And it's like, you know, some things we change for the better, trust me. And as I've gotten older, part of me realizes the things that people were mentioning that I had changed, they were really good changes, changes that I needed to make. I was super spicy and fiery when I was in high school and a little bit in college too. I mellowed out a little bit in college, but I really just had no filter, very East Coast, always spoke exactly what was on my mind. I didn't really care if it offended you. Like, I just spoke very bluntly. And now that I'm older, like, I just don't like to do that anymore. And I think it also changes because the environment I am around is very different. But like that change, that's a good change. I want to do better. And I used to always think I couldn't do things and I wouldn't believe in myself. And now I do. Now I'm starting to believe that I can do things. I can set my mind out and accomplish something where I used to belittle myself and talk down to myself. Like that again is a good change. So I feel like as you get older, if you're changing a little bit, that's okay. It is okay to outgrow friends. I hear this isn't like, oh, completely change a person and like forget about people. Like you're so much better. This isn't like you putting yourself above anybody. It's just to know that you can change and you can grow apart from people. And sometimes people are in your life just for a certain reason, just for a certain season. There are so many people that I know have come into my life for the perfect time and have helped me with very specific things. And I don't talk to them anymore, but I will forever treasure what they've taught me, how they've helped me. Like somebody very specifically in college, this is like a really random example, but I'm going to share it anyways. So this random guy in college was like, hey, my marketing advertising agency is throwing a party. Like you should come up here and try it out and enjoy it and just come up. You know, we're trying to get more people interested in this agency and, you know, we have free food and stuff. And in college, you're like, oh, free food. Like I'm there. So I was like, okay, sure. Like whatever, you know, what's your name? Who are you? And started to, you know, meet this person. And I think I had met him a couple times, like in the library. Like I kind of knew who this guy was, but I honestly really didn't. But I went up there and went to this little party and I was like, this is so much fun. Like everybody who works here is amazing. Like this is actually the energy and the vibe that I want in a workplace. And in college, I was between majors. So I was doing like horticulture. I really wanted to be a landscape architect. I love that so much. I was like 1 credit away from having that be my minor, but I just did not want to stay in school any longer or take like 20 credits in a semester to do that. But I was doing horticulture for landscape architects for so long. I had met no friends. I was not talking to anybody. Like, the people in my classes were mostly farmers, and it just was not, like, I could not find any friends. My first year of college was extremely difficult and taxing on me mentally. I was so alone and depressed. I never went out. I never had any dates. Like, I literally was a shut-in in my room. And in hindsight, well, this is a long tangent, but in hindsight, I needed that year to figure myself out, to rebuild my confidence, and to heal from actually a lot of trauma that happened to me in high school. So having that independence and that, like, one-on-one time with nature, like, I had a little garden in college and I would go out and water my plants every day and check on them. And the whole first year of college was very healing for me, even though it was emotionally taxing and grueling because I felt so alone. I have so many experiences from my first year of college. Holy cow. Like, I'm not going to get into that. But anyway, so I had been searching for a new major because it is so hard. You graduate high school and you're like, oh, I don't really know what I'm into. Let me try this thing. Let me try something else. So I was looking for something else. And this was kind of an answer to me that I had been really searching for of, let me go into marketing. Let me go into advertising. Let me go into communication because this crowd is so fun. I loved what they were doing. They were showcasing what they did in work for the university and for school and for, like, just this really cool advertising agency. And I fell in love. And because of this random connection where I was kind of friends with this guy and he just invited me to this thing, he helped me apply. He helped me get a job. He helped me feel comfortable in this situation and change my major and everything. And I was like, this is actually really cool. Did I talk to that guy the next semester? No. Literally, he was only a friend for half of a semester, if that. And I do not talk to him anymore. But for example, like, that's a very small reason. Like, a lot of people are in your life for longer than that, like a year or two, right? But that was just the first example that popped into my head of sometimes you just meet people in the time that you need it and it just works out perfectly. So it kind of goes to, like, trusting the process and trusting that things are just going to work out for you. But for me, that was just a really big deal of sometimes, you know, people come into your life for a certain reason and then you outgrow them, and that's okay for you to move on. It's okay if you don't talk to any of your high school friends anymore. It's okay if you don't talk to your college friends anymore, your friends from elementary school or whoever it is. Like, I just want you to know that it's okay either way, but it really is okay if you outgrow people. A lot of times I'm like, no, like, I need to continue this relationship even though things seem one-sided. But, you know, if you are gaining energy from hanging out with somebody and from being around somebody, that is a positive. If you are leaving an environment feeling drained and exhausted from just being around certain people, like, that is a telltale sign of, hey, you know, maybe this is not the best situation to be in, and figure something out. Have a big spring cleaning and just some good time to reflect and say, is this really serving me, or is it time to move on slowly? That's up to you. I'm just a big advocate for that, being older now, realizing, like, I don't have to hang on to friends for the sake of hanging on to them if it's not working for me anymore, because there were a lot of dragging relationships, which it's fine. Like, that was part of my life for a while, but now I'm just very happy that I can feel like, you know what, this isn't serving me. It's okay for me to walk away. It's okay for me to protect my peace and to find things that really serve me and make me happy without being selfish. You know, you can be kind and loving to everybody while still trying to set those boundaries for yourself. Another thing when it comes to spring cleaning your life, I thought of our social media, because I know a lot of us spend time on social media, whether that is Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, some people might still be on Twitter, YouTube, wherever you are, even on podcasts, like who you're listening to. It is so important to be able to have a really deep inner monologue with yourself to say, do I feel better when I'm consuming certain content, or am I leaving feeling worse? It is so important to be able to take care of yourself, to speak up for yourself, and to be your own advocate. No one else is going to do that for you. And a lot of times I'm in passive mode where I'm not thinking about this. I'm not realizing that I'm getting agitated or irritated after being on TikTok for a while, after seeing certain things that are just, I don't know, whatever it is. But for me, now that I'm older, I'm able to realize, oh, you know what? Following these certain type of people really just does not serve me well. It's okay to unfollow people. It's okay to even block some people if you are really triggered by their content or if it's not serving you, you are allowing people to come into your personal space by whatever you're consuming. So I just want to make sure that for the most part, that is filling up your cup. That way you're feeling better every single day and you're just maximizing your potential and really building and creating a life that you want that is helping you out and achieve your goals and just make you happy. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. The second point that I want to talk about is doing it for you. This is something that I feel like I've very, very recently just stepped into. I feel like I've gone through kind of a weird, rocky road of where I've always been extremely confident with who I am. But for whatever reason, around my pregnancy and postpartum, I just really struggled with depression and anxiety. And even like now I'm realizing like how difficult it was and how long it's taken me to come out of that. And even some days I have really, really bad lows and really, really anxious days. Like I still struggle with it. And it's something that personally I'm really working through, especially the anxiety. But for me, I'm realizing that I started to care too much about what other people thought of me. I felt like my life needed to look and be a certain way. And the decisions I was making was aligning with what I felt like I needed to do and not with what I wanted to do or what I personally felt that I needed or wanted to do, basically. And now that I'm older, I'm reflecting back on this and realizing what a disservice that was for me, because the best way that we can build a relationship with ourselves and to trust ourselves and to feel just free and confident is to be true to ourselves and listen and respect our own decisions. Recently, I've just been we have a lot of big decisions to make with Darian's school, where to go next, what do we want to do, how do we want to raise our family, when do we want to start our family, what kind of jobs are we looking for, do we want to continue this business, what else do we want to do in this business. There are even small day-to-day things. There are so many decisions, and I have felt so much peace and confidence and just the utmost happiness by staying true to myself and saying, you know what, I can officially let go of whatever this narrative is that I thought I needed my life to be, what I thought my life was going to be, the stories I would tell myself, whatever this imaginary picture is that I've created of what my life should look like or what other people say my life should look like, I have completely let that go. And that has been one of the most freeing things I have ever done for myself, because every decision I make, I'm like, is this a decision I want, or am I making the decision based on what other people want for me or what I think other people want for me? See, that there's even an assumption there where I'm like, do other people really even want this from me, or am I completely making this up? Some of the times I'm completely making up what I think other people want from me, because why are we like that? Why are we like that? We're so freaking weird sometimes. But I have just been honing it back, really trying to focus and being true to myself and realizing my life can be whatever I want it to be. If I want to have my kids 4, 5, 6, 7, 20 years apart, it's not going to be that. I'm just giving an example. Like, that's okay. Where something that Darian and I always thought is like, kids have to be a year apart or 2 years apart. And like, that is something, this is very personal to us, okay? There is no right, there is no wrong. That is what I am learning in life. That is the whole purpose of this. Do it for you. There's no right, there's no wrong. There's no one way to do this. But initially we were like, yeah, like 2 kids, 2 years apart. But like, we have not been ready to have another kid, neither of us. We have not felt that it is the right time. And then, you know, we're looking at each other like, oh, like what? You know, these are just conversations that we're having. I'm not going to get like any more personal than that. But it's one of those things where it's like, that's a decision where we used to think this one way and now things are changing. And it's like this big shift in what we thought life would be versus what it is now. And like, there has been so many great opportunities that have come up for us. And it's just crazy, because I wrote about this in my Instagram post, and I just want everybody else to know and to relate, because this is something we have talked about, not just with kids, but with many, many other factors in life. Is, you know, when we're younger, we have all these plans. When I'm 25, my life is going to look like this, and I'm going to have this and this, and it's going to be great, and then I'll be happy, etc. And what I've realized is, one, yeah, some of those things might happen, but two, if they don't, like, your life, it is like a whirlwind. It is like, wait, it's a wake-up call. It's like, wait, by the time I was this age, I wanted this, and I don't have that goal, and you, like, low-key feel like a failure, and it's like, is that what they call a midlife crisis, you guys? Not that I have had one or anything, but I'm wondering, maybe that is a midlife crisis. It's you're, like, waking up and realizing that the goals and the reality that you thought you were going to have, you don't have. I don't know. I don't know if that makes any sense, you guys, but I just feel like we all have different timelines, and there's no one perfect way to live. There's no one way to do things. There's no one way to live life. I don't know. There's just so many different ways to live your life, and it just doesn't have to look all the same. And I think I'm just not realizing, like, my life is completely my own. I don't need to compare. I don't need to have it change for anyone else. But whatever's right for me and Darian is right for me and Darian. And that has, like, just been a really big womanhood and adult thing where I have felt that for myself. And I just wanted to share that, because I don't know if other people have been going through this, or they thought their life would be one way and then it's not. But I just have felt very free and confident stepping into my own, owning my decisions and running with it. Like, for me, I'll end on this, okay? I don't want to keep running this into the ground, but for me, my life has been even better than I could have ever imagined, and I'm so grateful for that. And I've learned when you're doing it for you and you're doing what aligns in your best interest, you have so much more drive and purpose, and you're able to take more risks. I swear all of the best rewards I have gotten have been from massive, massive risks. And I remember even talking about this on the podcast, like, when I left my old app to start my own, like, that was absolutely terrifying, because I knew I was going to be without income for a while until this app was up and running. And it was a huge, huge risk for me and Darian, and it's paid off, and we're so, like, grateful for that. That's just, like, one very small example, but a lot of times when you're doing things that just align with you and you're trusting your gut and you have these feelings and these inclinations and you're being true to yourself, things work out so much better than they could have ever imagined, and everything happens for a reason, even though I know some people don't believe that, and that's fine. I really do. I believe like it's all in God's timing and everything, even though some of these situations are really, really difficult that I know a lot of us have been through. So yeah, that is point number two, is to just do it for you. Be honest and true to yourself and let go of any expectations that you feel like are around you. And that includes people pleasing. I know that is a really, really hard one to kick, but once you're able to kind of let go of that pressure that you are putting on yourself, because a lot of times these narratives are not true, what we're telling ourselves, but just letting them go. I know that's like literally something I really struggle with, but I felt a lot of peace as I have been working on that. So that's one of the things we're working on this spring. Okay, spring cleaning, we're doing it for us and not worrying about pleasing other people. The last one is to grow your roots and to bloom. I had to do it spring theme. It's like so cringe and corny. I'm sorry, you guys, but it is what it is. So this one's all about developing a new skill. Look where you are. Where can you improve? We're trimming the leaves of our life. What can we take back to then help grow more? You know, when you like trim a plant, I think, right? Like you're allowing for new growth to happen. So how can we do that within our own lives and just take time to reflect inwardly and see what is it that we want? What are our fears that we're trying to overcome? And the last thing, the mantra for this spring is, what if you can? And that is such a powerful statement. What if you can? Instead of, oh, I don't think I can, I'm scared, whatever it is, like, what if? What if I can do this? What if this does work out? What if this is better than I could have ever imagined? Again, taking risks can have a lot of rewards. And I know that that can be scary, but I just want to encourage you. Like, I don't believe in failure until you completely give up and turn the page or just like sit down and don't do anything. There are so many chances and so many opportunities that we have. And even the little guy who just won the Oscar, I can't remember his name, but he was like, I almost gave up on my dream because after I did 2 movies as a kid, I thought there was nothing left for me. And he just won an Oscar and he was just crying and giving such an amazing motivational speech. He was like, I almost gave up. So don't you give up. There is still so much you have to offer. And I firmly believe that. So what if you can feel confident this year? What if you can start to cook and be a really good cook? Like, there are so many potential hobbies and habits and just everything in our life that a lot of times we just don't give things enough tries to get good enough at something, where to have a new hobby or a new skill, it takes so much time to practice. And so that's why it's important to add it in a little bit here and a little bit there to make it a habit and to practice the skills that we want. I don't feel like we're ever too old to start a new hobby or to have a new skill and develop as people. I don't know why it's such a thing. When I'm a teenager, I think, oh, when I'm going to be in my mid-20s, I'm going to be so old. Like, I have to do everything now. It's like, no, I'm still so young. We're still so young. We have so much to give. We have so much to offer. Our life is like, we have so much time. I don't know why when I was young, I literally was like, yeah, I'm going to have it all figured out. Like, my life is going to be perfect when I'm 25. And like, I literally did not even think past the age of 25. And now I'm like, there's so many things that I can do, so many more skills and things that I can experiment with and just enjoy in life. So you can be that woman, that girl, that boss, whatever it is. Too many times we will overestimate how hard something is. Oh, I could never do that. I could never be a cook. Oh, couldn't be me. I don't cook at home. I don't eat at home. Like, no. Like, I'm just not a chef. And like, you're already putting that label on yourself telling you you can't do something. Like, oh, you're 23 and you say you can't cook. Like, learn. You have like 50 years. You can do it. Or, oh, I'm not good at this, or I'm not a good reader, or I'm not, you know, that's just not in the cards for me. Like, you don't think in 20 years you might be interested in that? You don't think in 10 years you're going to have an interest switch? Like, I just think a lot of times we think too close-minded when there's just so much in life to offer. And we seriously overestimate how hard something will be. Oh, I could never eat healthy. It's like, just do the first step. Like, try to have one piece of fruit. Like, slow baby steps. I say that all the time. Those take you so much further in life. And just don't underestimate yourself. Like, you have so much potential and capacity to do whatever you want. Send it. Step into yourself, grow into yourself. And remember, tough times don't last, tough people do. That's really all that I had for today's episode. It's a little bit of a shorty, short and sweet, but I really just had these things on my heart that I wanted to share and express that as it's a new season, as it's a new time for change, like you can change, you can grow, you can develop, and you can continue to do this throughout your entire life. You are never too old. It is never too late to start something new. You don't need to feel embarrassed. That is just part of life. Like, when I'm 30, if I want to pick up surfing, like, I'm going to pick up surfing and I'm going to enjoy it, because why wouldn't I? Why do I feel like I have to put these boundaries on myself or certain ages or certain, you know, time limits and timelines on myself? I don't need them. Our life is each our own. We have so much potential. We have our own timing. And I think that's what's really beautiful, is being able to learn and reflect inwardly and step into ourselves, with that being whatever that means for us. So just some words of encouragement, all the love in today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope it starts getting warmer here in Michigan. I'm curious if it's warm already where you are. Is it feeling springy, or are you still like me and you are stuck in the snow? Which honestly, I don't mind. I don't mind the seasons. And again, it's sunny out, so that at least makes me a little bit happy. But yeah, I just want you to remember that and know that you have so much potential and you can do anything you set your mind to. So thank you all so much for listening. If you haven't already, go ahead and rate and review the podcast. And Gymshark is having a sale. Things are up to 60% off. So use code Brit, shop the sale, and yeah, get yourself some new gym clothes if you want to. I want to plug that in. By the time you're listening to this, if this isn't current, this sale probably is not happening, but it is currently running right now. So that's really exciting if you want to get something. But with that being said, I will talk to you all next week for some more fun and games. Bye. You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.